Today, voters will decide who will represent them on city council, regional council and school boards for the next 4 years. Cambridge Today will provide coverage of the results as soon as polls close at 8 p.m. Online voting is available until 8 p.m. this evening and poll locations across the city open at 10 a.m. Each location has accessible entrances and facilities for persons living with a disability. To find out which ward you're in and where to vote, click here. Ward 1 Silver Heights Public School, 390 Scott Road Parkway Public School, 334 Preston Parkway Ecole Street, Noel Chabanel, 640 Trico Drive Langs Farm Community Center, 1145 Concession Road Ward 2 Our Lady of Fatima School, 55 Hammett Street W. G. Johnson Center, 31 Cribb Street Hespler Arena, 640 Ellis Road Hespler Public School, 300 Winston Boulevard Ward 3 Royal Canadian Legion, Bridge 126, 334 Westminster Dr. N. William G. Davis Public School, 530 Langs Drive Preston High School, 550 Rose Street Preston Auditorium, 1458 Hamilton Street, Ward 4 Armenian Community Center, 15 International Village Drive Avenue Road, Public School, 40 Gale Street Street. Ann School, 127 Elgin Street N Central Public School, 175 Main Street E. Ward 5 Blair Road Public School, 85 Sunset Boulevard Street. Augustine School, 177 Bismarck Drive Southwood Secondary School, 30 Southwood Drive Street. Gregory's Parish Hall, 10 St. Gregory Drive Ward 6 Chalmers Street Public School, 35 Chalmers Street, South Monsignor Doyle Secondary School, 185 Myers Road Glenview Park, Secondary School, 55 McKay Street Hamilton Family Theater, 46 Grand Avenue S. Ward 7 Center Communautaire Francophone, 647 Franklin Boulevard Holy Spirit Elementary School, 15 Gatehouse Drive Street. Vincent de Paul School, 30 Fayle Road Forward Baptist Church, 55 Franklin Boulevard Ward 8 Galt Curling Club, 1610 Dunbar Ardiest. Margaret Elementary School, 210 Cowan Boulevard Clemens Mill Public School, 335 Saginaw Parkway Avenue Road, Baptist Church, 465th Avenue Road for the fastest voting experience. Bring these items to your voting location. Voter Information Letter Personal Identification, ID. If you don't have a voter information letter, proof of identity is required to vote. View a list of acceptable identification. For an overview of the candidates and all of our coverage leading up to today, click here. For a full list of candidates and information on the election, click here. Offices to be elected include Mayor of the City of Cambridge, 1, to be elected at large. Councillor for the City of Cambridge, 8, to be elected, 1 in each ward. Regional Chair of the Region of Waterloo, 1, to be elected by all voters in the Regional Municipality of Waterloo. Contact the regional office to file nomination. Visit the region's website for more information. Regional Councillor for the Waterloo Region, 2, to be elected by all voters in the City of Cambridge. Waterloo Region District School Board Trustee, 3, to be elected by all voters in Cambridge and North Dumfries. Waterloo Catholic School Board Trustee, 3, to be elected by all voters in Cambridge and North Dumfries. French Language Public School Trustee, Conseil Scolaire Viamonde, 1, to be elected by all voters in the regions of Waterloo, Wellington, Middlesex, Perth, and Huron-London Clerk. French Language Separate School Trustee, Conseil Scolaire Catholique Mon Avenir, 1, to be elected from the regions of Waterloo, County of Brant, County of Haldimand, and Norfolk County. On election day, Cambridge City Hall will be a fully accessible voting location and will offer accessible voting devices for ballot marking which meets full accessibility standards. To arrange for at-home voting on election day, contact elections at cambridge.ca.Cambridge saw voter a turnout of 32.24% in 2018, and that was up from approximately 30% in 2014. Of the 85,731 residents that were able to vote, 8,677 residents voted online. This year, the city is closer to 96,000 eligible electors. WCDSB election: a mistake that left two Catholic board trustee candidates off the ballot means only the votes for the affected school board will be discarded, and voters are welcome to resubmit their vote when the election resumes in November. To date, approximately 1,700 ballots have been cast using the City of Cambridge's ballot for WCDSB. Cambridge voters that support the school board are advised that votes cast for all races, except the Catholic board, are valid and will be counted towards the results of the election on October 24.